I'm Lynn Prowse Bishop, and this is the Virtual Business Show. I hope you'll indulge me today, because today's my birthday. It's also my little brother's birthday. Yep, we were born on the same day, the exact same time, in fact, though we aren't twins. We used to joke that we were, though. As kids, we hated sharing a birthday cake. One cake, neatly iced down the middle with different colours, my name on one side, his on the other. He'd always try and beat me to blowing out all the candles so Mum would have to relight them. As we got older, we began to realise how special it was. And when he was posted overseas, for the first time we had a birthday in different time zones and on different days. And we did not like it. But today's different. Today I won't get his call or hear him say, "Your birthday is the perfect opportunity for me to remind you that it's my birthday too." Because 10 months ago, October 27th at just 53, he left us suddenly and without warning of a heart attack. I was there for his first day on this planet, but unfortunately couldn't be there to say goodbye to him on his last. He was quite literally my second birthday present. I started out as his protector, looking after him when he was scared and alone during his first few days at kindy, and later he became mine, driving the 2-hour round trip to pick me up when I left an abusive partner in my youth, and later helping me last minute to fund a trip to visit him in the UK when I needed some space to regroup and get my head together. Whenever I asked, he was there. No questions, he just did it. He was like that for a lot of people, always there with an ear, a shoulder, advice, whatever you needed, a place to vent, to problem solve. He was sloth, something he'd shout and wrap himself around me so I'd have to drag him along attached like a limpet to my leg. When he later attempted this as a man, he'd nearly crush me. He lived his life with compassion, honour, and integrity. Together these made him the perfect godfather to our daughter, and a role he embraced wholeheartedly, and he treated her as if she were his own. If I've learned one thing from the absolutely senseless loss of an amazing human being, it's this. In the end, we're not our jobs or hobbies, the level of our income, or our possessions. We are how we made others feel, the impact we had on them, the effect we had on the course of their trajectory, and the imprint we leave. I miss how he made people feel, the effect of his humour, compassion, friendship and love. Rod loved his friends. He fiercely loved and was devoted to his family. He rarely spoke ill of anyone. I can't remember ever seeing him truly angry. When he disagreed, he did so respectfully. You never came away from a conversation with him feeling small, stupid or insignificant. His silences spoke volumes. This quote from Robin Williams in the film Jack makes me think of Rod. Please don't worry so much, because in the end none of us are very long on this earth. Life is fleeting, and if you're ever distressed, cast your eyes to the summer sky when the stars are strung across the velvety night, and when a shooting star streaks through the blackness turning night into day, make a wish, think of me, and make your life spectacular. I know I did. Rod crammed so much into his relatively short life, and his energy's still around. I take comfort from knowing that, since we are energy, the law of the conservation of energy tells us that not one bit of him is gone. He's just less orderly, and he is part of every life he touched. We can breathe him back into existence just for a moment or two by being all those things he was, and allowing his best traits to filter through us, shaping our words, thoughts, and actions. We can keep a part of him alive by giving the love we had for him a place in our heart, and when called on, giving that away to those who need it. My spiritual beliefs help me to remember that death isn't the end, but the start of a new journey. Clearly, he'd finished what was needed in this life, and he was required to do great things in his next. That doesn't make our pain or loss any less. We should have had at least another 30 years with him. But it helps me to know that he's still there, somewhere, bringing joy and love and laughter to more people. Rod, little brother, frog, you were the best of us taken far too soon. I love you more than words can say. I'll miss our calls, your spine realigning hugs, your notorious jib jabs, the painstakingly selected and relevant birthday cards, your larrikinism, cheeky monkey humour, your giggles, the in your face, your call ending, love you lot, sis, and our GIF-filled messages, your beautiful soul, your support, and your wisdom. Brodovayan, Miathka, Miarbothkov. Little brother, I love you, I remember. Happy birthday, little bro. I'm Lynn Prowse Bishop. Thanks for indulging me with this one.